You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us today, we have been talking about different events going on. Time to check in with Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners. We get all kinds of great ideas from Sharon. Every month she's got a different topic. And Sharon, this month we're talking about group travel. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. It's a great way to go. You know, most people like to have somebody go with them when they travel, mm-hmm. you know, a friend or... And then if you can bring a whole bunch of people, that makes it even better.
Now, what really, I mean, how do you classify, I mean, in my brain I'm thinking I know group travel, but obviously there's so many different types of organizations, there's reunions. How do you classify and how many people has to be involved? I mean, let's talk about the different, for one thing, there's every type of group, like dance groups and sports teams, that sort of thing.
Yeah, when you just start thinking about the different organizations you belong to, church groups, mm-hmm. sport teams, maybe you're a card player, maybe you're in an ethnic group, a fraternal organization, weddings and honeymoons, I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, right.
And families, family reunions, maybe it's an 80th birthday for grandpa, and grandma and grandpa are going to bring the whole gang, and there's... you know, any of those milestones in your life are fun to travel with. There's land travel. There's cruise travel. So you can bring a group on any kind of a type of travel.
There's, right, right.
There's no limits. I was on a cruise one time, and they had a quilting group on there. And they had taken over a meeting room, and a sewing machine company came in with pallets full of sewing machines.
Oh, my gosh.
They just sat there and sewed and talked and looked at ideas, and it was just a fun bunch. There was probably 50 people in that room.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
I love it. Talk about a workshop.
Yeah, and knitting groups. There's all kinds of those. You just look around you, and there's groups everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way. And for a business, it's great to have a meeting on a cruise ship. An incentive group if you're awarding some of your employees for something, take them on as a group and give them that kind of an award. It's very profitable for the business to
right.
do that kind of thing, because that gives you loyalty from your employees. They just love doing that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was my question. I mean, why go as a group? In other words, there's so many different reasons, obviously, but in terms of the incentive, you know, for the travel end of it.
Right.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
And that's a great one for businesses, is to incentivize your employees. Say, you know, you hit a certain level in your sales and you can, we'll send you on this cruise. I took, just as a for instance, I had 35 people from a local mattress store that I took up to BC. They were an incentive group, and mm-hmm. they played two courses of golf every day. Well, you can put that on a cruise ship, and it's much easier, because I was dragging these people up and down that freeway all week long. But those employees love that. That, you know, gets them going every year.
Mm-hmm.
But they build relationships, not just business, but in your own personal life. You can build relationships by being isolated in a cruise ship or a resort location or someplace, and get to know each other better. You know, it's even great for people that haven't gotten along too well.
Mm-hmm.
We had a group go to Alaska a few years ago from a church, and there were two couples who hadn't spoken for a long time. And one day they sat down at lunch and figured out their problems and became best friends. So there's a lot of reasons for doing groups.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, just even giving that example as a for instance, this is a trip that's more like it's one-on-one. So in other words, they're kind of like thrown in there in this environment where it's like you either work it out or you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Just get in the ring and get your gloves on and let's figure out who the winner is.
Right.
And for nonprofit groups, there's money that can go back to the nonprofit organization. The cruise lines have worked out ways that we can take some of the money from the cruise booking and give it back as a contribution. The other thing with them, with the nonprofits, when you bring the leaders on, you know, the executives, then the people that contribute get to know them better, and they go, wow, I really like these people. You know, I think I'll bump up my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll contribute more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I like you, and you've picked a great spot, and we kind of, you know, we like to go rafting, we like to do this together.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's not a sort of thing. Let's talk about the financial benefits, because that's one thing that people, I think, obviously are intrigued with. And also, you know, obviously there's so many different benefits if you do travel in groups.
Yes. All the cruise lines and pretty much the resorts, like if we're talking a resort in the Caribbean or Mexico or someplace, they have levels of giving free rooms or free cabins. So you bring a group on, usually it's 15 cabins, and you get a cabin free.
Okay.
They have to pay the taxes and the fees, but the main part is covered. So that's a huge benefit. If you can get a family group together, and you can either take that money and put it toward maybe a contribution to your own personal nonprofit organization, or you can split up the money and give it back to everybody that came. You can do with it whatever you want.
Right.
And the more 15s you have, the more freebies you have.
So is 15 kind of that rule of thumb?
Yeah, it's kind of. There are ways to tweak it. Sometimes we can drop it down. If we're getting a lot of people, the cruise lines give us all kinds of ways to work with that. But usually that's the level that we work with.
Now, what about hotels? Is that the same thing?
They'll do that too. Like a wedding group or a honeymoon group or a family group that wants to go to a resort somewhere. Yeah, there's some freebies in there too.
Now, what about, you mentioned as far as the sewing, you know, the cruise, right, where you did the meeting room. How many, do you get a meeting room in there for free, or how's that work?
And that's really awesome, because if you were to go to a hotel, like downtown Seattle, you know, the unions dictate what you can do and can't do in that hotel. So you can't even hang a sign or move a chair or anything. You have to pay somebody to do that. But on a cruise ship, that's all free. You can have a meeting room. They have all different size meeting rooms. So you can have a free meeting room. If you want AV equipment like audiovisual sound systems, then you pay extra for that.
Mm-hmm.
There are rooms that you can have small groups. You can have breakout groups. And then you can have the big theater for a bigger group. But there's a lot of ways to do that. You can bring on entertainers. You can bring on speakers. You can.
Do they get free? Are they free or what?
Well, you can structure it that way. If you're bringing enough people, then you've got some money in there that you can give the speaker a cabin or an entertainer a cabin. I've done that. Yeah.
Now, how about when you are putting together this group travel? Do you have to have a spokesperson or a leader or what?
Yes. You absolutely have to have somebody in charge. Now, it's funny because with a family group, I mean, that's the hardest ones to do. But if one person is in charge and the whole family says, okay, well, you're in charge, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma Susie is in charge, and maybe she's even going to pay for the whole thing. I've had people do that.
Oh, sure.
Then they dictate, okay, we're going to the Caribbean and we're going there in this month and we're going to go this week.
Right, right.
And everybody's going with us. Okay. But if each family is paying their own, they all think they have to chime in. They
oh,
get
yeah.
a better deal.
Yeah.
A better thing.
Right.
So you have to have one person in charge. If it's an organization or a business, the leader has to go. The rest of the people will not come. The rest of the members of the organization won't come if the leadership's not going.
Yeah, so. I can see that happening very easily. The dynamics.
Yeah.
Yeah, how that would happen. Now, it would sound to me like, boy, the way you were describing that with the sewing, it would seem like cruises are the easiest way to do a group travel on.
They are, because you don't have to worry about eating. Okay, there's food. 24/7. Mm-hmm. You can all we block space in the dining room, and you can eat there with the group if you want, or you can go to some of the other restaurants or do whatever you want. And most of the time you can do your own thing, but at meeting times, maybe you have a meeting. I don't want them to last more than an hour and a half. I mean, this is a vacation too. I call it a vacation with a purpose. So you don't want a meeting to go on forever more. So have a small, short meeting. Let them go do their own thing. Then within that group, there can be family reunions. So one couple has signed up to go with this organization, and now they want to bring their kids and their grandkids and their neighbors. Then it becomes a mini reunion.
Oh, yeah.
That group.
Yeah, you're throwing a bunch of different things in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just sounds great to me. It really does. It sounds like the perfect way to do it. As opposed to, let's kind of touch on just a little bit with land travel, the difference for the groups doing that, like, say, church groups and that sort of thing.
Well, there are tour companies, and there's a bazillion of them, depending mm-hmm. on where you want to go. And they also will put together the same type of thing. You'll have your hotels, you'll have your tours, you can have a meeting room, say, in the evening, you can have a meeting room in the hotel. Church groups are really big, taking them to Israel or Turkey. Families going back to Norway, maybe great-grandma and grandpa came from some country, and you want all your kids to go see where they came from.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
We can get a motor coach. We can all go together, and then you can go see some of the other sites. You can build it however you want. But, yes, you can get some of the same benefits. You got breakfast every morning. You can have dinner included. For lunch, they can go off and do their own thing. But, yeah, you can. It's called individual travel, and we can put it together however they want it.
Well, that's the key. You can put it together.
I can put it together. Yes.
We need a professional like Sharon Emerson. We need you to do it. So you're the one that's going to organize it and put it all together. And you've always got these great ideas. I look forward to it every month. I can hardly wait to see what you're going to talk about. Once again, I am talking with Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners. You can give Sharon a call at 206-367-7657, and you can check out our website at cruiseandtourplanners.com. And Sharon, you've got calls from people all over the state from just doing this on the show. You've gotten some different people wanting to do group travel already, I think.
Yes, I've had a number of calls, and I appreciate everybody reaching out to me and checking with me. And if you've got ideas of places you want me to check out, hey, just send them my way. I love doing the research. You can go about your business and let me do the hard part.
What's your nickname again that you were telling me?
Granny on the go.
All right, there you go. We got it from Granny on the go. All right, Sharon, talk to you next month.
Okay, thanks, Wendy.
You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We're talking gardening ideas with Ed Hume. Our Northwest Home and Garden Spotlight is brought to you by Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma, and you can go to their website, seattle.closetsbydesign.com. Don't go away. We've got more coming up. We'll be right back. Time to get in the spring of things. Hi, Wendy Meister here. Are you ready to start tackling some of that clutter around the house? Well, when the time is right and you're looking for some great ways to create a clean new look, you should consider Closets by Design, Seattle, Tacoma. At Closets by Design, you'll find creative design specialists who can help you add attractive storage space for any area of your home that needs organizing. Whether you're thinking of adding a gorgeous walk or reach-in closet, organizing the laundry or pantry room, or taking the garage a step further by transforming your workshop, garden center, or arts and crafts area, Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma can help you bring it all together with style. For more information or to schedule an in-home design consultation for your own home, call Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma directly at 253-896-4800 or visit their website at seattle.closetsbydesign.com.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest, and the audience that's listening, this is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, you're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you. And we look forward to seeing you and feeding you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound, a wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park, an outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.